In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Monday, the 9th of May. Glad, as always, to have you along, everybody. There are lots of issues surrounding North Carolina's bathroom law, HB2, it's technically called, the one that requires people to use the facilities that match the gender on their birth certificates. There are social issues, political, also today, legal issues. North Carolina Governor Pat McGrory has announced he is suing the federal government to keep the law in place. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch filed a suit of her own, calling the law discriminatory. There is also a whole slice of this thing that is straight up economic, which is where Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is going.
The Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority estimates the bathroom bill has cost more than $80 million in lost business. And that's just for Charlotte. It's happening elsewhere in the state, too. Aaron Nelson is president of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce.
It's hundreds of jobs. And then the economic impact in terms of it's millions of dollars of lost conference revenue. And we're nearing the hundreds of millions of dollars of lost community investment impact. And that's just what we know.
Concerts are being canceled. Michael Jordan threatened to move the Charlotte Hornets. John Connaughton at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, says those are actually minor losses.
Those are not as big as corporate relocations that don't come here. Those are the really big ones that really have a much bigger impact because the money stays here and it's for a much longer period of time.
PayPal and Deutsche Bank have already changed their plans. Alan Fryer is an economist at the North Carolina Justice Center.
And unfortunately, we'll never know the full scale of the companies who quietly struck North Carolina off their list for putting a new plant in the state or expanding an existing facility.
The federal government is also threatening to pull funds from education, transportation, and elsewhere. A recent report from UCLA says that could cost the state more than $4.5 billion. Again, Alan Fryer.
To put this in context, the state budget this year is about $22 billion. So $4.5 billion represents almost a 20% of that overall budget line.
Not to mention all the legal fees from the lawsuits. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.